Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the fifth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning parak Hey Mishnah Hey and parak Hey Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah here in parak Hey Mishnah Hey is going to discuss someone who loses his token before actually receiving his nesachim. Says the Mishnah Misha Avad Mimenu Chosamo Mamtinin Lo Ad Ha'erev. That if someone lost his token, they would have him wait until the evening. And as we said previously, when Yochanan and Chia would make their daily accounting, if when they were counting the money, they found there was extra money equal to the value of this individual's lost token, nosin and lo, they would give him the nesachim that he had bought, since this shows that his claim was actually true. The imlav, but if they did not find there was extra money in that amount, lo ha'ilo, they would not have any nezachim given to him because he could not prove that he had actually paid for them. Finishing off the Mishnah, another fact about these tokens for the nezachim, v'shem hayom kosev aleihen mipnei haraman, and the name of the day also was written on the tokens, meaning the day of the week, the day of the month, and the month. Were written on the token. So let's say the first of the week, first of Nisan. And as the Bartanura says, one would not be able to use the token clearly at a later date unless the day and the date coincided again, which was extremely uncommon. Continuing now, in the Mishnah was just saying that the reason why it was that it was written on the token was because of tricksters to make sure that people who would otherwise have used the tokens improperly and at a later date use them to make it clear that you could only use them on the day of that is written on the token. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, as we finish off the Perek. Here we're going to discuss two rooms in the Beis HaMikdash, each of which was used to store a particular kind of donation. It says the Mishnah, Shtei Lishaka Lishachos Hayu HaMikdash. There were two rooms in the Beis HaMikdash for special things. Achas Lishkas Chashoim. One was called literally the room of the secrets. The Achas Lishkas HaKelim. And one was called literally the room for the utensils. What were each of these rooms used for? So number one, Lishkas Chasham, the Chamber of the Secrets, sort of sounds like a Harry Potter movie, was used for the following purpose, Yirei Chet, Nosnim Lesocha B'chashai, people that had certain level of Yirei Shemaim, a fear of Hashem, they would discreetly, quietly, secretly place donations in the room. They didn't want all the fanfare and all of the attention. Va'aniyim b'nei tovim misparnsim mitocha b'chashai. And poor people who were from very chash of important, prominent families, and therefore they really didn't want to collect money. It would be embarrassing for them. So they would secretly and discreetly take money from these rooms, and they would be supported from donations placed there, allowing them to receive the tzedakah without any public embarrassment. And what was the other room? Lishkas HaKelim, says the Mishnah, the chamber, the room of the utensils. What was that used for? Kol Mishu Misnadiv Kli Zorko Lesoka. Anyone who wanted to donate a utensil, a vessel to the Beis HaMikdash, would throw it into this room. V'yachas L'shloshim Yom Gizbarim Poschin Osa. And once every 30 days, the people in the Beis HaMikdash, the treasurers in the Beis HaMikdash, would open this room, and they would take a look at the utensils that had been donated there. V'chol kli shematzu bo tzorech lebedek habayis manichin oso. And any kli that they found useful for the general maintenance and upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it was an axe, whether it was a hammer, whether it was a bowl, whatever the case may have been, they would leave it as if it was used, and they would use it in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hashar nimkar b'demehen, and any other vessels, any other utensils that were not necessarily useful in the Beis HaMikdash, they would be sold for their value. V'noflin lishkas ben hakabayis, and the proceeds, the profit, would go to the general upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, where the funds were kept to maintain general needs of the Beis HaMikdash. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, taught us that if someone lost his coin or his token for the for his ticket, whatever the case may have been, for the Nesachim, they would have him wait until the evening. Then when Achi and Yochanan would meet and see how many tokens they received, how much money they received, if it was found that the amount of money that he is claiming he gave is the discrepancy between Yochanan and Achia, then he would receive his Nesachim, and if not, he wouldn't receive anything. He had to be able to prove ultimately that he in fact gave him the money for the Nesachim. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that the name of the day, the week, and so on, the month, that was all written on the token as well to make sure that you're actually someone who went to redeem the token, and it was being used for that particular day. And then Perikei, Mishnah Vav told us that there were two special rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. One was the room for the secrets, they called it, the Lishkas Chashoyim. And in that room, that's where people would donate money secretly. They want all the fanfare and all of the recognition. So they would donate in the greatest of ways. And from this room, the people that are from prominent, important families who didn't want to be publicly embarrassed that they needed stock of money, they would collect the funds from this room. The second type of room that was special in the Beis HaMikdash was referred to as the Lishkas HaKelim. It was a special room of the utensils. Anyone that wanted to donate a utensil to the Beis HaMikdash would throw it into this room. And once every 30 days, the treasurers would open the room and they would examine and ultimately see which utensils they needed in the Beis HaMikdash. Anything that was needed would be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Anything that wasn't needed would be sold, and the money would be given for the general Bet HaKabayis room, the general upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Have a great day.